I don't think he was interested in it at all. In fact, on the contrary, I think he rather disapproved of the whole idea, partly because it was a form of systematic or theoretical knowledge. The Society for Psychical Research, as you said, was founded by, amongst others, Henry Sidgwick in Trinity College, and which is right next door to King's College in Cambridge. And Sidgwick himself was a scholar of comparable distinction to James, a professor of moral philosophy. So he would certainly, James would certainly have known about this, and he does make passing and rather snide comments about the Society for Psychical Research. In some of his stories, he calls them the phasmatological society. They're a collection of busybodies, and we need to keep knowledge of the supernatural away from them at all costs. And I think partly because, as I said, it is a kind of form of systematic knowledge that he was very uncomfortable with. And also he chose not to look, not to inquire too deeply into the nature of his own subject when it came to ghosts. He was famously ambivalent about ghosts, and said that, you know, he was prepared to believe in them if the information presented itself to him. He kept an open mind about them, but it didn't do to think too deeply about them. And it doesn't do to think too deeply about them, partly because it in some way dissipates the mystique of the ghost. One of the great things about James's ghosts, and they're not all ghosts, they're spirits, they're demons, they're apparitions, they're entities of various kinds, is that they appear often very briefly, and in James's phrase, in the corner of the retina. You know, that this is very much an art of implication and understatement, and that somehow by looking too deeply into it, explaining too much, would diminish the effect of the stories themselves. So I think from an aesthetic and a storytelling point of view as well, he wasn't very interested in thinking too deeply and finding out too much about ghosts.